Does it really matter how old an artist is? We've been talking this hour about musical comebacks, performers who keep reinventing themselves into their 70s and beyond. Well, David Galenson is an economist who studies creativity, and he sees two different creative types, the young genius and the old master. And the thing is, he says they often create differently. For example, compare two of the world's most famous painters, Picasso, the young genius, and Cézanne, who didn't peak until his 60s, and whose motto was, "I seek in painting."
Cézanne wrote wonderful letters, and many times he returned to this idea of seeking, and he described his career in art as almost a spiritual quest. In fact, he did several times use the analogy. He would write to Vallard, his dealer and friend Ambroise Vallard, about his frustration late in his life, and he would say, "Will I be like Moses, or will I be allowed to enter the promised land?" At the very end of his life, he would write to younger artist friends, and he would write about his frustration that he could never, what he called, realize a complete work of art. And of course, the irony is that it's exactly at that time, it's exactly at the age of 66, 67, that he is making the paintings that will influence every important artist of the next generation, most notably Picasso. It's not an accident that Picasso said, "I don't seek, I find," because it's in contrast to Cézanne's constant talking about seeking. Picasso knew that Cézanne was the great artist of the previous generation. Cubism comes largely out of the late Cézanne mixed together with a number of other arts, including African masks, pre-Roman Iberian painting, also Van Gogh's late work. But Picasso realized that Cézanne was really the source of his art. It's just that it took Cézanne about 40 years to develop his art fully, whereas Picasso could simply look at the late Cézanne and then immediately make the leap beyond it. Cubism is built directly on the late Cézanne. And, you know, we know, since influence is what makes artists important, it's the importance of Cubism that makes Cézanne so important. The irony is, Cézanne died not knowing about Cubism. I mean, he could literally have known about the Demoiselle d'Avignon. He died after it was made, but he was out of touch with Paris. But the irony is that if he'd known of it, he would have hated it, because his art was a visual art, and he would have hated this conceptual symbolic art that Picasso made. A colleague of mine was talking about economic theorists, and this is a very eminent theorist who's had a remarkable number of successful students. And he was sort of musing on it, and he said, yes, he said, you know, when they're students, they create these very unexpected but very simple syntheses of earlier work. And I think simplicity is the key here, because in order to violate the rules of a discipline, which the conceptual people do, you have to know the rules, but you can't have too much respect for them, and you can't have used them too long, because then they become part of your way of thinking. So the younger you are, if you're good at abstract thought, the simpler a place the world is, and the greater the clarity. As the conceptual people grow older, their habits of thought become more fixed, and the simplicity of the world starts to go away, because life, you know, the experience of living is complicated. You begin to say, gee, the world is a more and more complicated place, and their work tends to become more and more circumscribed, narrower, and therefore potentially less radically innovative.
David Galenson's book on creativity is called Old Masters and Young Geniuses.